This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is a toxic trait exactly, and how is it different from a personality flaw? The distinction that changes how you respond to difficult people. In short, a toxic trait is a consistent pattern of behaviour that harms others and shows little or no genuine effort to change, regardless of the impact it causes. Toxic traits are defined by their consistency, their impact on others, and the absence of real accountability. A personality flaw and a toxic trait are not the same thing. The difference matters for how you respond. Recognizing a toxic trait clearly helps you make better decisions about trust, boundaries, and where to speak up. Definition: a toxic trait definition refers to a repeated behavioral pattern in a person that consistently causes harm to those around them, distinguished from ordinary flaws by its persistence, its impact on others, and the person's lack of genuine accountability or effort to change. What toxic traits actually mean in practice? A toxic trait is not simply bad behavior. It is a pattern that repeats, causes real harm, and persists without genuine accountability. Someone who loses their temper once under enormous pressure is showing a flaw. Someone who erupts regularly, deflects blame onto others each time, and never addresses the impact they cause is showing something different. That second pattern is what a clear toxic trait definition points to: consistency, harm, and the absence of honest ownership. Here is what that looks like in real life. A colleague takes credit for your work once, and when you raise it, they minimize it. You let it pass. 3 months later, it happens again, this time in front of your manager. You start to notice they do it to others too. There is no apology. There is no change. That is a toxic pattern in motion, not a one-off mistake. The distinction matters because it changes how you respond. Flaws deserve patience and direct communication. Persistent harmful patterns deserve a different approach entirely, and often a different kind of boundary. Why the toxic trait definition matters for every relationship. When you cannot name something accurately, you cannot address it well. Calling a toxic trait a personality quirk keeps you stuck. Calling a personality flaw toxic causes unnecessary damage to people who deserve a fair response. Here is what happens when toxic traits go unnamed and unaddressed. Trust erodes quietly. When harmful patterns repeat without consequence, the people around them begin to withdraw. They stop sharing ideas, stop raising concerns, and stop investing in the relationship. The damage is cumulative and often invisible until it is severe. You second-guess yourself. One of the most consistent effects of sustained exposure to toxic behavior is that you begin to doubt your own perception of events. You wonder if you are overreacting. You are not. Naming the pattern is the first step to trusting yourself again. Others get drawn in. Toxic patterns really stay contained to one relationship. Blame shifting, manipulation, and consistent boundary violation spread their effects across teams, families, and groups. What starts as one difficult relationship can reshape an entire environment. Delayed recognition leads to deeper harm. The longer a toxic pattern runs unaddressed, the more normalized it becomes. What once felt wrong starts to feel ordinary. Getting clear on the definition early helps you respond while the stakes are still manageable. Understanding this is not about labeling people as permanently broken. It is about seeing clearly so you can respond wisely. The key characteristics of toxic traits. You know a toxic trait is present when you see these signs consistently, across multiple situations, and over time. Number 1. Repetition without repair. The behavior is not a single incident. It appears again and again, even after others have raised the impact. Genuine mistakes followed by genuine effort to change do not qualify. The absence of that effort is the signal. Number 2. Harm as a consistent outcome. The pattern regularly leaves others feeling diminished, manipulated, or unsafe. This is distinct from someone who is simply blunt, introverted, or intense. The key question is whether people around this person are consistently worse off after interacting with them. Number 3. Defensiveness instead of accountability. When confronted with the impact of their behavior, the person deflects, minimizes, or turns the conversation back onto the person raising the concern. This is one of the clearest markers of a toxic trait in action. Genuine reflection is absent. Number 4. Cross-situational consistency. A truly toxic pattern shows up across different relationships and contexts, not just with one person or in one setting. If someone treats every team member, partner, or colleague in the same harmful way over time, the pattern is in the person, not the circumstance. Number 5. Low empathy for impact. There is a persistent gap between what the person knows they are doing and how they respond to the effect it has on others. This does not mean they are incapable of empathy. It means they consistently choose not to apply it. Together, these characteristics form a picture that is recognizably different from ordinary human imperfection. Seeing them clearly is how you respond with both courage and clarity. Common misconceptions about toxic traits. Let me clear up 3 things people consistently get wrong about toxic traits. Misconception. A toxic trait is just an extreme version of a personality flaw. The truth. The difference is not one of degree, it is one of kind. A personality flaw is a genuine weakness a person carries, often with some level of self-awareness and effort to manage. A toxic trait is defined by its impact on others and the absence of real accountability. Someone can have significant flaws and still take ownership of them. Someone can have a seemingly minor habit that qualifies as toxic because of how consistently it harms others and how thoroughly the person avoids addressing it. Misconception. If a person does not mean to cause harm, their behavior cannot be a toxic trait. The truth. Intent matters less than pattern and impact. I have watched well-meaning people cause sustained harm through behaviors they never examined honestly. A person who consistently undermines others while believing they are just being direct, and who refuses to look at the impact when it is pointed out, is exhibiting a toxic pattern regardless of their internal story. Effect is real. Good intentions do not cancel it. Misconception. Calling something a toxic trait means the person cannot change. The truth. Change is possible, but it requires genuine self-awareness and sustained effort. The label describes a current pattern, not a permanent sentence. What makes a toxic trait difficult is not that the person is irredeemable. It is that change requires something most people with entrenched harmful patterns resist: honest accountability. When that arrives, real change can follow. The short version, naming a pattern accurately, is not cruelty. It is clarity. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Toxic traits in real situations. Here is what a toxic trait looks like when it is, and is not, present across different settings. In the workplace, a project manager dismisses a team member's concerns in meetings, speaking over them and attributing their contributions to others. When the team member raises this privately, the manager responds with, "You're too sensitive." This happens with 3 different team members over 6 months. No one incident looks catastrophic alone. The pattern, taken together, is a clear example of a harmful behavioral trait with no accountability attached. You can find practical scripts for situations like this and scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy. In a team setting, a colleague is warm and collaborative in one-on-one conversations, but consistently makes subtle, undermining comments about others when speaking to the manager. When confronted, they deny the pattern and suggest others are misinterpreting them. The behavior never changes. This kind of passive-aggressive behavior is a hallmark of a toxic trait, charming in some contexts, consistently harmful in others, and defended fiercely when named. You can also read scripts for telling a team member their behavior is isolating them from the group for direct language to address this. In a leadership context, a senior leader takes genuine interest in high-performing team members and is generous with praise publicly. But when someone challenges their decisions, the response is cold withdrawal, blocked opportunities, and quiet retaliation. Over time, the team stops raising concerns at all. This pattern destroys psychological safety and is one of the most damaging toxic traits in positions of authority. What these 3 scenarios share is the same core pattern: repeated harm, absence of accountability, and a consistent effect on others regardless of context. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about the toxic trait definition. The line is not severity, it is pattern. A single difficult incident does not make someone toxic. A repeated pattern of harm with no genuine accountability does. Hold that distinction firmly. Impact is the measure, not intent. When you're trying to assess whether something qualifies as a toxic trait, look at the consistent effect on others, not the story the person tells about their own motives. Naming it accurately changes how you respond. When you call a toxic trait what it is, You stop trying to manage it with patience alone. You begin to think clearly about boundaries, direct conversations, and how much exposure is wise. You do not have to diagnose someone to protect yourself. You do not need a psychological label or professional certainty. You need clarity about the pattern and the courage to respond to what you are actually seeing. Understanding how unmet needs drive conflict can also help you respond with more precision. Environments matter. Toxic traits thrive where honest communication is suppressed. Teams and relationships that invest in psychological safety and honest communication are more likely to surface harmful patterns before they cause lasting damage. If you want to go further, understand how pressure escalates these patterns by reading about the amygdala hijack and how it blocks clear thinking in high-stakes moments. Knowing what drives defensive behavior helps you respond to a toxic trait without making things worse. Frequently asked questions. What is a toxic trait definition in plain language? A toxic trait is a consistent behavioral pattern that causes harm to others, and that the person shows little or no genuine effort to change. Unlike a personality flaw, it tends to repeat across different relationships and situations, regardless of the impact it causes. How is a toxic trait different from a personality flaw? A personality flaw is a genuine weakness someone carries, often with awareness and some effort to manage it. A toxic trait is distinguished by its consistency, the harm it causes to others, and the absence of real accountability or desire to change the pattern. Can a toxic trait be unintentional? Yes, a person does not have to be deliberately cruel for their behavior to qualify as a toxic trait. What matters is the pattern and its impact. If someone consistently undermines, manipulates, or dismisses others without accountability, intent becomes secondary to effect. What are common examples of toxic traits in the workplace? Common examples include consistent blame shifting, taking credit for others' work, undermining colleagues through subtle put-downs, and responding to feedback with defensiveness or retaliation. The key is that these behaviors repeat, cause harm, and are not genuinely addressed when raised. How do you identify a toxic trait versus someone having a bad day? A bad day produces an isolated incident. A toxic trait shows up repeatedly across different people and situations. If you notice the same harmful behavior appearing in multiple contexts over time, you're likely looking at a pattern rather than a momentary lapse. Is it possible for someone to change a toxic trait? Change is possible, but it requires the person to first acknowledge the pattern honestly and then commit to sustained effort over time. Without that foundation of genuine self-awareness and accountability, the behavior tends to resurface, often in slightly different forms. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.